You're about to hear a new song that's going to be playing at your Green Bay Packer tailgate.
Oh, boy.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and it's your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Get ready, Bears
fans. Okay, well, number one is going to be the tailgate song. But for number three, speaking of music, the Jonas Brothers, they were involved in Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, and everybody's talking about how the band is hinting to what's coming up this year.
We've got a ton of announcements coming. The first thing up is we got a new song with Marshmello.
Wow.
On January 17th. I'll be making a return to Broadway here next year in a show called The Last 5 Years, which I absolutely can't wait to do. And yeah, there's a ton coming, so stay tuned.
Oh!
Hey, new music coming up pretty soon.
Show Bros!
Number two.
What are your thoughts on a New Year's resolution? On the Today Show, it sounds like Hoda Kotb was outnumbered. She's the only one that said, yes, you should have a New Year's resolution. And they all said, not worth it.
Because I think during the year, your things change. And maybe you wanted to do one thing,
start with something
different.
Start with something.
I have disappointed myself every year.
You know, it's funny because you've disappointed me, too.
I know. So that's why I'm going to stop trying.
I agree with the masses there by saying the New Year's resolution. I had a resolution. I know, Elizabeth, you do journaling. So I decided I'm going to start journaling. So January 1st, this is last year, I was like, started journaling. Let's see how this goes.
That's your first line. Started journaling.
Let's see how this goes for 2024. Guess what? I totally forgot to continue it.
Can I tell you something? Since my journal ran out, I never went and bought a new one.
You didn't? So what do you do?
I don't do it anymore.
So that's the key.
The reason why I had this journal, it was a 5-year journal. It went over 5 years, and every day you could write just a couple lines in there. And it was fun to like go back to, because in that journal, COVID was in that journal, donating my kidney was in that journal.
Yeah.
There were, you know, my nieces and nephews were born in that journal. Like there was a lot of big moments in there. But then I found, I don't know, there's too much of looking back that I started to not care for. I didn't need to. Who cares what day we were in Denver on a vacation?
So now, it's always good to look back on that stuff.
I get that, but it didn't do much for me. Where I thought, I'm going to write this for what? For like, it wasn't even big enough to write anything really monumental. And I'm always a weirdo about writing my deepest thoughts in a journal because I feel like, oh my gosh, if I die or something, and then some relative's going to see this paragraph and not know any context about what the heck it is.
What was she writing? Maybe we should write like a futuristic journal. This is what I want to have happen.
I understand the value of
journaling. Won the lottery.
But yeah, there you go. But I will say, I looked back and thought, I don't know.
No go?
But so I stopped doing it. I didn't last year. I stopped, and so I'm not doing it this year.
I don't feel bad then not carrying through with that resolution.
Number one.
Okay, let's talk about a new polka that you are going to be playing during your Packer.
You know what?
Tailgate.
We don't have time. We have to really get this going here. We don't have time for this anymore. So that's your three must-hear. Well, two must-hear clips.
So this is a couple that actually live in Connecticut, but she is from Pulaski, Wisconsin. And Leela is her name. His name is Dan. He's out in the East Coast. And he always teases her about all the traditions that happen in Wisconsin. And this is partly why it is a polka. When it comes to Booyah, when it comes to PBR, when it comes to Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh.
So this song is actually not just about the Packers. It's a love song to his wife. And it's called Green Bay Baby.
I met her at a tailgate. It was 20 below. My PBR was frozen and I couldn't feel my toes.
Hey!
She was in a sundress just dancing through the snow. That's my green baby. Baby.
Okay.
Hey.
My Green Bay baby, she don't mind the cold. My Green Bay baby looks great in green and gold.
No, that's the part.
She loves her Packers, and I know she loves me. That's my Green Bay baby.
I tell you what, that song was going pretty good for me until that Green Bay Packers part there. She's
so
a Bears fan.
He intended to make it as a joke. To sort of mock our traditions, to kind of mock the polka, but it took off. And now you can get the song on Spotify if you want to play this one at your tailgates when you're there for Packers Bears this weekend.
No!
Woo!